First Peter chapter number 1. First Peter chapter number 1. We'll say a few things that old brother Travis said. We'll say a few words about Jesus and go home. And don't y'all forget to tell him what I said about that man that was trying to rob him of his money. He gets on me and I said, he gets on me, man, he got this. And I said, tell you what, dude, I'll give you what I got for what you got in the trunk of that car. Oh, Lord, preacher. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I bought the bus, the old bus he had. I believe I paid for it 3 or 4 times. Amen. Every time he comes by, I had to pay for it again.
That sounds about right.
And then every time he come preach for me, he always come when his car break down. And I had to fix it, get his car fixed for me. And they just keep on finding pressure on car. I don't understand it. It's not obvious. Amen. Brother Church was up the other week, and he had wrecked his. Amen. That's going down a long hill from my house, and little bridge down there, and right at the curb. And I don't know why they done it like that, but at the bottom of that bridge, on the inside, is a cement pad plowed all the way across that bridge, about the same size as this thing right here. And he hung that her thing with his front wheel and threw his back wheel up on it. And bent his rim, busted his tire, bent his rim, busted the tire on the back, and broke his axle in the back of his car. Well, had him on the road again. Amen. So, amen. I think he's taking Brother Travis's place. Amen. But anyway, it was a blessing. Well, we got done. Praise God for that. Amen.
Sir.
You know, God always prepares you for something. See what you'll do.
Sir.
Amen. We've been needing a roof on my house. And, amen. I've been saying, we've got 3 or 4 weeks in it. But it don't leak when it ain't raining. It ain't raining, don't leak. But it's good. So it's no problem. I was standing there the other day, it was raining. I was standing there at the kitchen sink. All of a sudden, bang, bang, on top of my head. I said, well, praise God, Lord. Amen. I told the wife, it'll stop raining. I want it to stop leaking. Amen. So, amen. It's still. But anyhow, when we stay with that, but God, amen. He come along before we messed up his car. So I took my money and get his car fixed. Hallelujah. You said, what you going to do about your roof? Well, wait to see what God asks. Well, I don't want to help the preacher to have a roof.
Right.
I can move from corner to corner, side to side, and move the bed around until I get along. Amen. Amen. Keep listening up. Amen. And after you get out of the box with all the buckets and pans, amen.
Yeah.
Well, that old song, you talk about cut the song. That old song, I ain't gonna leave this house no longer. I ain't gonna leave this house no longer.
That's right.
Well, the witness, amen, about to fall down. The door's about to fall down. All this stuff. Amen. Well, the road track probably will throw at you. Amen. He said, Brother Travis always get up, I think he told y'all that. He always get up, get his guitar going. He says, I'm kind of like a man in jail. Amen. I'm behind bars, can't find the right key. Well, make sure you tell him I said it, but he was getting robbed. He had a hard time making the decision, but he wanted to give him a yes, sir. Okay. Amen. Well, turn your Bibles out to 1 Peter chapter number 1, and that's enough about him. Amen. He ain't going to save you, so we'll leave him alone.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Stand, please, we'll read a couple words of the Word of God, and I'll try to bring a few thoughts about this, what I have on my heart for now. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Amen. We'll begin reading verse number 13. We'll begin reading verses number 13. 1 Peter chapter number 1. The Word of God tells us that from King James 16 and 11 Bible.
Hey.
That wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, your brother, today. And the devil's doing everything he can to get to work on your mind, keep it off of God.
Right.
Get all this television, all this internet, all this computer stuff. It's amazing how these little children can pick up one of those little computers and operate, and I still can't hardly get one to turn on. Amen. It's amazing how they can
do it. Amen.
Amen. But it's always something to keep your mind off of God. You try to keep your mind away from God.
Right.
So gird up your mind. This is the day you need to gird up your mind. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Of all the everything that's out there. To attract your mind away from the things of God.
Right.
Out there. So you gird up your mind. Be sober and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelations of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy,
amen,
in all manner of conversation.
Good, sir.
Now, holiness, amen, is a key word of God, having the things of God. God is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, that no man shall see the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And so God is holy, and he can make you holy. You'll be holy. Amen. He desires to make you holy.
Sir.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 1 talks about, amen, Brother Finn, conforming us into the image of Christ. Amen, Brother Finn. And, amen. And he's able to do that. That is the work that he does. He conforms us. From the time we get saved, he starts working, perfecting that holiness in us, perfecting us for his glory. Amen. To bring glory unto him. And he starts off as a young child. Those babies right here today, they hear what they will be one day. Amen. Right now, you have to take care of them, look at them. Boy, that one little fellow back there, he looked right. I didn't want no hug from him after he finished done today. Amen. We get them going. Amen. But anyway, he had all that soup on them. Amen. But, you know, if he get grown enough, he won't do that. He grew up, he won't do that no more. Well, we staggered around when we was young converts. And you young people here, you'll make some real close decisions and some mistakes. But if you got God in you, he's going to keep on working on you.
Sir.
He's going to keep on working on you. Amen. And the things that I used to think when I first got saved, man, if I could ever get to be over smoking cigarettes, man, I'd be a real Christian.
Right.
I thought, man, if I could do that, I'd be a real saved man. Don't tell me, I promised brown greens or something if I could get rid of these cigarettes. Amen. But you know, when I got rid of cigarettes, there was something else worse.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Something else worse. And malice, that hatred, that strife, that envy, that pride, all that stuff started getting in my life. Being revealed, the Holy Ghost started revealing all that in my life. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. I used to preach all the time and talk about smoking. Hey, amen. I'm telling you, praise God. God wants you to smoke and put a smokestack on top of your head. Amen. But anyway, and I was preaching up in the Murray. Amen. I came up there one day and I had an idea. There's a brother sitting back there. Amen. He had his legs crossed and had his boots and and I started preaching, walking down the aisle, and while I was coming up to him, I said, you probably got those cigarettes in your book tonight, don't you? And sure enough, he did. He had them in his book tonight. So, perfecting holiness, and that's what God, that's the will of God. Perfecting holiness. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, and your reason reserved. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That's what God does. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, make new creatures of us. Old things pass away, you, and hope all things become new. If that's not ever happened, you never have got saved. You never have been born again. Amen. Well, amen. So he said, if obedient children, fashioning yourselves according to the former lust, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, behold ye, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respects of person judges according to every man's work, pass your time and your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver, as gold, from your vain conversations, received with tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in the last times for you. Amen. Now, may the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the Word of God. I want to take verse number 17 for my thought this afternoon. And verse 17 said, if you call on our Paul, who without respect of persons, judge according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Preaching that brought the fear of God in my life. Preaching that brought the fear of God. You don't hear much about it no more. You don't hear much about preaching and having the fear of God in your life. Young people are raised and come up today never hearing about your fear of God.
Right.
Fear of God. Fear of God. He's in control of it all. He's in control of life and death. He said you ought to fear him. Have a fear. I remember as a boy, it don't happen these days, but I'll tell you, young parents here, I remember as a boy, when a thunderstorm would come up, my dad and mom would make me sit down, be quiet. They said, now God's about his business. You sit down and be quiet.
Yeah.
Amen. This lady back there, she's shaking her head. She heard. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, my blue friend, that started the fear of God in me. That started the fear of God in me. Amen. But we live in a generation today. Hey, what are they doing? They get upset if come up thunderstorm, God thundering or lightning or something like that. They get upset about it, and sitting down and waiting on God, being honoring God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, the fear of God has left this nation. The fear of God, and young people have no fear, my brother. Talking about the Sunday school hour, amen, about living for God, of course not committing the sins that most of them are in today. Boy, why? They have no fear of God in their heart, that's why. Amen. Have no fear of God. Have no fear of God. It's what God says in this old King James 16:11 Bible. Amen. No fear of God. Right. Father, help me now, Lord. Say a few things these next few months. It will be a blessing and a help to the church. The blessing has already been here.
God,
I say, amen. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the food and the ladies that prepared all that for us and all. Now, Lord, help us, Father, to say a few things that might remain with them, that will help them, especially these young families here. Oh, God, help them. What a privilege to preach to them. And Lord, I'll try to help them. And Lord, get through the trials and tribulations of life. I'm glad. Thank God for the grace of God. Oh, thank you for your grace. Help us now, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray and I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Having the fear of God. Oh, the fear of God that helped me. Amen. 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 Oh, in Proverbs chapter number 14. In the book of Proverbs chapter number 14. Thumb over that. And the book of Proverbs, chapter number 14. Amen. That would be. And verse number 26. I want you to read verse number 26. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You have fear of God. I never will forget. I was like preaching one night. And my youngest son, Tom, he was with me. He went with me to preaching that night. And on the way home, there come a terrible cloud from the rain. I mean, the rain so thick you could hardly see the road in front of you. And so it gets to thunder, and all of a sudden, Tom sent him on the other side of the vehicle, and all of a sudden he hit that front corner and started praying. Amen. I said, amen. I said, that's good. I said, he started praying. He got scared. I don't know if he's scared of my driving or what, but he got scared. Amen. Amen. But it scared him. I'm a grown man, but it still it makes you really realize. Amen. And so, but the fear of the Lord, and that's what young people need today. They need to fear God. They need to fear God in their lives. So yes. The fear of the Lord, Brother Freddy said, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Hey, I got confidence in, hey, whatever comes along, whatever happens today, tomorrow, next day, I can call upon God. I got confidence that He's going to take care of His child. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of His child. He'll take care of His children.
Right.
I got confidence in Him.
Sure, buddy.
He doesn't certainly have. Somebody said, "Hacky." Some people claims me, my family, people, and all said, "Well, I surrendered to the priest, left my job, and everything went out to go for God." They said, "You won't starve to death." I said, "But do, amen." And because God won't take care of me. Amen. So how can you trust Him? I said, because I can trust Him. He said, if a man don't provide for his own household, he's worse than an infidel. And I said, I'm His child, so I'm part of His household. He's got to provide for me.
Amen.
He'll provide for you if you live on.
Right.
Yeah, you belong to Him.
That's right.
How do you honor Him? He'll provide for you. Amen. That don't mean, you know, you just go ahead and do foolish things and spend God's day. You go buy your four-wheel truck, amen, pay $50,000 for it if you want to, and start running through mud holes if you want to with it. Amen. That don't mean God done it for you.
That's
amen.
Right.
You fix to get in trouble. And expect God to pay for it, you get in trouble.
Right.
Amen. How foolish can a young man be? Well, Jim paid $40,000 to $50,000 for a four-wheel drive truck, jack it up like it needs ladders to get inside of it. Amen. And then take it up to and run through a mud hole. Amen. I'm telling you, talking some crazy young people, ain't you, son? Yeah, I will come crazy. Agree with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard you buy one. Remember, you made a statement. Yes, sir. You young folk, be a fool. Don't be a fool enough to fall this crap out of here. Amen. Amen. While I'm here, while I'm thinking about it, also, if you get one of those credit cards, you better watch it. It'll make a pawpaw out of you.
Right.
It'll take everything you try to get.
Yes, sir.
If you don't handle that credit card like it's supposed to be handled, like it ought to be handled. Now, I've got one of them in my pocket. Amen. They send me a check. Amen. I collect all of them. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, how's that? Well, they pay me so much for using it. Amen. As long as I pay the bill, they'll send me a little bit. Amen. So, amen. That sounds like a good deal to me. Amen. Amen. I get a little bit out of them, thank God. I get the way we do it. Well, I got a little bit more formation. I got a little bit more. I can help somebody. Well, I'm telling you, what you're saying, preacher. Well, this world is set up to keep you bankrupt and rob everything you've got. You better watch it. Hey, you know me, watch out. Just do what you want to do. You better pray about what you do. Amen. Pray about getting the direction from God. But He will take care of His children. Amen. He'll put the angels on half rations before He'll let you go hungry.
Right.
Remember that? Yes, sir. If you're His child.
Right.
He'll take care of your family. He certainly will. Well, amen. So fear. So the fear of the Lord is the foundation of life. It's the what? It's the foundation of life.
Good.
The foundation of life itself. I mean, that ought to be labeled. Oh, how sad, Brother David, of young people that are raised up today watching television and Hollywood and all these crazy things on the internet and these games they play. All that junk. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, hey, a foundation, thank God, is a fear of God. Now, how fast you can work some kind of game on the television. On a computer.
Right.
Yes. Little children said, I can't take it. These little children here, 7, 8 years old, they had the opportunity. It wouldn't take them no time. They were learning them things.
Sir.
They sat around all the time going like this.
Yeah.
They got thumb and exercise. They do my thumb and exercise. And they sit around all day doing it. Yeah. All day.
That's right, preacher.
They'll keep them in there. Well, that's not a foundation.
No.
That's not a foundation for their life. The foundation for their life is the fear of God. That's the foundation. You ought to put the fear of God in. Now, Daddy told me, he said, I can't put the fear of God in you, but I'm going to let the fear of me in you and make you fear God. I put some fear in you, but make you fear God.
Right. That's exactly right, preacher.
And he done his part.
Man.
We burned Mama. Saturday evening, we burned Mama. And Mama, I don't remember Mama, but laying hands on her. spanking or slapping me or anything, but Daddy made a fool of it. Amen. I'm telling you, he made a fool of it. But I'll tell you what, oh, the fear of God, and the fear of God. Amen. This morning I was talking to the women going down to the grocery store and looked like two pigs in a ground sack. Amen. Behind. Amen. But I'm telling you, we was given a ground sack to walk in it. You know what a ground sack is? It's old fertilizer sack.
Yeah.
200 pound bag, right? I used to pick them up, thank God, throw them around. Now I can't get 50 pounds up. Amen. But anyway, I looked down the yard, I was bouncing around in the old sack, and there was a two-wheeler that slid up on top of the hill from us. Amen. And Daddy reached down and come by. He just reached down and grabbed that sack, threw me over his shoulder. And I started squalling. I said, where are you going, Daddy? Where are you going? I'm going to take you up here and give him, call him good women's name. I'm going to give you to death. I said, no, Daddy, he scared me to death. I thought sure he was going to take me up there and give me good women. Amen. Amen. He scared me. We had fear in me.
Right.
I feared that he would do that. And he said he was going to do it. I feared he did. Do you fear God? God says something in His Word. Do you fear God? Hey, that's the foundation of life. That's the foundation of living. Hey, that you got to fear God. And when you read something in the Word of God, you fear what God says. Fear what God says.
That's good, preacher.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, at chapter number 12, He said, I remember thy God in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come. Amen. The evil days is coming.
Right.
And you ought to fear God in the days of thy youth. How it is. Amen. I'm fearing Him. So my son, I told my youngest son what he proved that night. Amen. But we're coming home from that cloud from preaching. And got in that cloud, that rain cloud. He fell in that floorboard of that car. It proved he had some fear of God in him.
Sure.
He had some fear of God. And anything Daddy could happen that night, but God could. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Yes, sir. Well, we said, preacher, the fear of God is the foundation of life. It's the foundation for the life. Hey, dog, built up. And you young parents here this evening, I'm telling you, the foundation for those babies in your arms, for those babies right now, they play around on your toes. But if you don't put the right foundation in them, up on me lawful, they'll be playing around on your heart. Long. Be your heart they play around on. They play around on your toes right now. Amen. Right now you think about all those dirty marks on the refrigerator, those dirty marks on the side of the house, on the side of the wall, paint all messed up because it'll put the dirty hands up there. All the, one of these days you'll stand and cry, wish you could see some of those dirty marks. Amen.
That's right.
One of these days you'll stand and cry and say, I wish I had some of those dirty marks on the house. Amen. I'm saying it's coming. But you can put that foundation in their lives. And what is the foundation? Jesus Christ is the righteous one. The Word of God is true. Let any man be alive, and God is true. That's the foundation.
Sir.
Yes, sir. The Word of God, 16:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. That's a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hey, a foundation laid in your life. Hallelujah. How sad I am. I was in my 20s before I got saved. And I'm sorry about it. I wish I didn't have that past life. Amen, brother friend. But I'm telling you, it still bothers me today. The devil used that right now, brother friend, to handle my fellowship with God sometime right now.
Sure.
He'll use my past life to do that. And he gave me a new heart and a new desire, but he didn't give me a new mind. He's not going to give you one. Amen. So put the things in their mind. Amen. Put it in their minds. Amen. As I read about, stir up your pure minds, Father. Peter said, amen. Look at what he said in verse 27, Proverbs. Verse 26 says, in the fear of the Lord, his strong confidence and his children shall have a place of refuge. His children shall have a place of refuge. I don't know what's going to happen in this country. These people thought, oh, we're in bad shape. Well, we're doing pretty good. We ain't doing too bad compared to the way I was raised.
Yeah.
I got more than that of my daddy ever had.
Sure.
Amen. I got more than that of my mom and dad ever had. My dad, one of the things I told the other day, my dad, before he died and all, he liked that Kentucky Fried Chicken. thing that bothers me today, I didn't give him enough while I was headed. I wish I gave him more. Troubles me, I didn't give him more and bring more Kentucky Fried Chicken to the house for him.
That's right.
Back then, back in 30 years, 40 years ago, Danny Hall don't think about it. We once in a while bring something by, but now I wish I bought a whole lot. He's been dead, gone. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, what? It's a refuge. It's a refuge to turn to. It's a rescue to turn to. I know being a sinner, lost on my way to hell without God, the preaching of the Word of God, face to face. And even I was lost, but I had learned. Amen. I had never forget. Amen. On the place we lived on, and I sneak off down somewhere and another, smoke a cigarette somewhere. I find me a cigarette butt or something, and I smoke it. I open up a little tin of thing. And so I sat there crazy then, you know. But I sat down right in the middle of a straw field and lit up a cigarette. Puff of wind come by, and that fire went by. And I run down there, and that fall fire was there. And I run try to find me a brush. See the tree rushing. I was fighting that fire. And hoping dead limb didn't see the smoke. Of course, I did. I knew I was going to smoke. Amen. Amen. I was hitting that fire. And dead, after that, we got the fire out. Dad said, son, if you'll ever learn to pray to God like you was praying about getting that fire out, you'll do pretty good. Amen. I knew could help. It was God. And that was in my heart. That was in my life. And even as a boy, amen, but the same 8 years old, that was in my heart. And if you look to God for help. Amen. Look to God for help. I remember as a young man driving twice, we got my first car. Amen. Had to have it for 2 or 3 weeks. Old 53 Chevrolet. Amen. Coming in one night. Amen. Turned it over, tore it all to pieces. Amen. But anyway, amen. When it was rolling, and when it stopped rolling and stopped still, it was cracking and popping all the tin and all. And I thought to my soul, I said, oh, this car is going on fire, it's going to burn up, and I'm going to go to hell. And right here, right on the side of the road. And I looked around, all the windows were broke, and I was laying back in the back seat, threw me in the back seat, and I saw the back glass still in there, so I reached above my feet, kicked that back glass out, and crawled out of that car. You see, and I called upon God. I call upon God to help me.
Sure.
And learn it as a foundation for my life. I didn't know what God was doing. But see, God, in my thoughts, and had no hope for me. And people didn't think, well, I have no hope for me. But God, you know, Brother Travis, I heard him tell it a lot of times. Well, Brother Travis was all kind of problems. And they'd go to his mama and tell his mama, you know, that son of yours ain't no good. She said, and she, his mama was always said, all Travis needs is Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. All Travis needs is Jesus. That's what our children need. They need Jesus. It's a foundation for their life. I don't know what kind of trial or tribulation. I can never remember him sitting there as a grown man down in South Carolina underneath a great big old pine tree. Done got my orders. I'm going to Vietnam. And that sergeant done convinced me I was going to die over there. They're going to come here. Cops going to kill me. And I'll never get back to the United States again. I sat down underneath that old pine tree. I done got saved by that time. I sat down that old pine tree and sat down and wept and cried. And I asked God to help me. I didn't think I'd ever see him. I don't get married by then. I didn't think I would see my wife anymore. I don't think I'd see mom and dad. But I sat down underneath that pine tree and wept and cried and asked God to help me.
Sure.
He was my place of refuge.
Sure.
He's my place of refuge.
Amen.
I remember my little friend getting fired upon. He looked up. Well, what did you do? I wasn't sure how big a man you was. But I thank God I had a refuge. I could run to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, that's my family. And that'll be your foundation for life. If you learn, Him is your refuge. Amen. A place of refuge. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen when our oldest son was born. Amen. He was born premature, and they said there ain't much hope for him. I went back in the weight room. I walked down, several people sitting around. But I fell down in that witness room at a chair, and I began to call on God like he was 40 miles away, now trying to get him to hear me. Amen. Right. And boy, and I began to call on God, and ask God to help. Ask God to be with my son. That's my son. Sure. Amen. When I finished praying, well, nobody never meet God. Amen. But hallelujah. I got up. I got confidence from God that night. Amen. Got up, went back to the room, told my wife, walked in and told her, I said, Dwayne's going to be all right. She had to leave him in the hospital. That was hard on her. We had to go home without him. I said, he's going to be all right. He will be with God. I said, he'd be all right.
Right.
Place of refuge.
Yeah.
A place of refuge. The fear of God. Hey, look, it's a place of refuge. Hallelujah. David talked about he's my high tower. David talked about he's my refuge. He's my strength. I'm telling you, oh, brother friend, you need God, the fear of God in your life. And I'll be the first one. And there's a call to come. It's good to be able to call upon the pastor. It's good to be called upon a godly parent. I'm telling you, a godly friend. But oh, the greatest one to call upon is God. Hallelujah. Greatest one to call upon. You don't know. I pray that what I'm fixing to say happened to none of your children. But you know what kind of prayer you have to pray for that boy getting grown. Mama, you don't know what kind of prayer you have to pray for that boy getting grown. You don't need somebody that can help. Amen. You got friends, you got relatives. But the Abraham, I tell you, when I help you do all the, when the doctor shook their head and walked back and said, there's no help, there's somebody that can help. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Dad. You don't know what kind of might have to have. You don't know what you might have. Or grandma, little child. Or grandma, okay. Well, if it works, you need to pray for her. You want to know her. She want to look here. You need God to help. Doctor, she check that head and walk out. Amen. You don't know who. You need somebody for refuge. Right? You need somebody that can do something. Right? That's when you get serious business with you in your life. Gonna get serious business in. Yes, sir. What a place of refuge. Where can the Bible talked about? Amen. In the city of refuge, and Israel was to have a city. Out from that had designated desert. If a man got in trouble, if he slew somebody unintentionally, that he could run to and get a place of refuge safety. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I have a Savior. I can run to him. I'm the friend. Oh, thank God for me to depend upon him. And I cried many a time down the road. Oh, God, help me. Oh, there'll be times you don't know what to say. You don't know how to pray. All you can do is come back. Oh, God, help me. Help me, oh, God. Have a place of refuge. It can happen. Hey, just because you saved in church and love God and you're a good church, got a pastor, you an old time believer of the Word of God, that don't mean you ain't gonna have some troubles. You don't have to have somebody to call on.
Right,
that's God. Right. You don't have to have somebody to turn to. And that's God. This place of refuge. This place of refuge. Well, what brings up that fear? You got fear in there. You know, God knows we all made of flesh. And we all, I have. Ain't no that old little innocent children laying in your arms receiving. Amen. Innocent and they right now, but they gonna do some wrong things.
Right.
Amen. They gonna do some wrong things.
Sir.
Amen. And then my oldest son, he come up to a graduate from school, and we had a Christian school there, and he both of my children graduated from it. But anyway, in my school and. He come up to me one day. He said, "Dad, I want to join the Marines." I said, "Is that right? You're tired of my rules?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "It'd be a good place for you to go." Amen. Amen. And I said, "You tired here?" And he said, "I believe that." I said, "Son, have you prayed about this? Are you sure that's what you want?" He said, "I feel that's what God wants, Daddy." I said, "I feel that's what God wants me to go to the Marines." I said, "Okay, go sign, go get the thing, bring the papers, I'll sign them." Amen. So he went and got them. He's in that basic training now in the Marine Corps. And he told me there, come home and this different. Daddy, that's so hard. I didn't think I'd go another day. I didn't think I'd go another night. He said, it was so rough, so hard. I went in, they called it a latrine, which is the bathroom, restroom, latrine. And I went in the latrine and flapped them, the flaps down in the commode. And I fell on my face and called upon God, begged God to help me. I begged God to give me strength to help me. He said, Daddy, God did.
Amen.
He went on and graduated throughout the Marine Corps. Amen. Amen. And before he went to the Marine Corps, I thought I could take him home pretty good. He come home, I didn't think I could take him home too good. But anyway, he had a place of refuge.
It's good.
Draw him where to go to when you think you can't go no further. Let him preach. Been time we didn't know where we were going to turn.
That's right, buddy.
Look like we're hated by everybody, despised by everybody. And it looked like everybody we love and cared for and give our lives for began to turn us against us. Mm-hmm. They have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. But that John inside the woods, out of a tree somewhere.
So,
God, I found a place of refuge. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God you can build your life on the fear of God. Amen. Have a place of refuge in your life.
Right.
Yes, sir. Have a place of refuge. Amen. In your life. Hallelujah. Troubles come. Heartaches come. Disappointments come in life. Amen. Because we're saved and love God. Don't mean we don't have, so we have the same, the preacher said something about it this morning. We have the same problems that they have that's out in the world. Amen. You have the same problems that some of the wicked people have out in the world. Amen. But I'm telling you what, the difference is if you're going to build a foundation on a place of refuge.
Right.
Amen. If you build a foundation on Jesus. That's it. Look at what he said in verse 17. And at 27, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of life. To depart from the snare of death. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of life. To depart. The devil wants to kill you. The devil wants to kill your children. The devil wants to separate you and your wife. The devil wants to destroy your home. The devil wants to destroy your family. Oh, my friend, but thank God, as the devil tried to destroy you, we got somebody to turn the tide of the devil.
Amen.
God in the West, I love him too much. Amen. Yeah, I know. Amen. You love him so much you think you could eat him up. Amen. And that'll be 5 years now. You wish to God you had him. Amen. Amen. Don't smile now.
Gobble, son.
You might think you can eat her up right now. It might come a day before too long. You wish to God you had either of them. I'm telling you, it can happen. We laugh about it, but
it's right, preacher.
The devil will not do nothing to start trying to destroy your marriage. The devil will not do nothing to try to destroy my wife's marriage after 53 years. Boy, you talking about the devil think he'd have a candlestick if he could get me and my wife all crossed up with one another? And there's been a couple times I thought I did wrong, but I rethought it. I was wrong. But the devil sure would like me and her get crossed up.
You better believe he would.
He'll have to do it between you here and back home.
Yeah.
We'd be riding down the road. The least little thing is thrown in that. So we'd get all sideswiped with one another. But if we'll both pray, both ask God to help us, we can be overcomers.
That's right.
Amen. We can go. It's not no problem. They can come up between two Christians, man or wife, brothers or sisters at church. It can't be solved if you both love Jesus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It can be solved. It can be taken care of. That marriage problem, if you desire, if you want to dissolve it, amen. Amen. And like I said, a couple of times I thought about saying I'm sorry, but then we thought it was her fault. Oh, my. Amen. Amen. We just preach it. I said, amen. I'm telling you what, no, but God gave us good. But he would love to destroy it. He loves to destroy it. You young people today, I feel sorry for you young people. Young boys and girls that coming up in this life that we live in, people make fun of you. You girls that drive a little dress right, and they young ladies dress right, they call you old granny. Hey, boys, hey, be scared. You don't, you do right. Amen. And, amen. And there's any fellowship with a young lady or a young boy between one another, do it up on the front pew of the church. Amen.
Right.
And don't go nowhere by yourself.
Sir.
Take somebody with you wherever
it's good. Amen.
Amen. Well, we just go run down here to McDonald's for a few minutes, get some more ice cream. Take somebody with you.
Amen.
You be safe. Take somebody with
That's
you.
That's right.
Because there's things the devil tips you about that you won't do if somebody's with you. They can do. And you see these young people, well, amen, see these young people in church all hugged up on one another.
Yeah.
Hey, what do God think they're going to do when they're on by themselves?
Mm-hmm.
I was preaching a meeting down in Tennessee. Preaching a meeting, and right over here sat a boy and a girl. And that boy, they were sitting there all hugged up on one another. I said, man, what are you doing? You know, I don't know what this means. Now, I might be saying something I ought not to say, but I don't know no difference what I'm saying. Amen. But he would take his finger, wet his finger, and stick it in her ear. My God. I said, man, what in the world are you doing? I said, what are you doing? I said, y'all married? No. I said, well, get your hands off of her and get away from her and move, honey. Hallelujah.
Try.
Come to find out, it was the preacher's daughter.
Ooh.
I was done preaching now. I preached two sermons there, my first one and my last one. How could that preacher stand in the pulpit, call himself a preacher, and let his daughter sit there, and some heathen sit there, and treat her like that?
No.
What would he do if he got out of church by herself? He would do that sitting in the house of God. You know, he brought no fear of God. He didn't have no fear of God in the house of God. He certainly didn't have nothing. Amen. It's on somewhere. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, amen. It's the foundation for life. What you said, preaching? I said it's a foundation for life. I'm thankful for the preaching that I heard when I was lost.
Yes, sir.
To fear God. I'm thankful for, as I said a while ago, how mom and dad taught me God's handiwork is going on. You be quiet, be still.
It's good.
You feel, you reverence God. As his handiwork, and they would say they stopped the work, and they would say, we're sitting in the house, amen, be still. Now, when our playing was done on the outside of the house, inside the house, we were seen and not heard.
That's right.
That don't go over today too good with this young family, amen. But that's the way it was in our
that's
house.
That's the way it was, preacher.
And this young family that's got to think inside the house in the playroom. It ain't no playroom. It's a place you live and honor God. This ain't no playroom. This is a place you live in honor. You worship God in here. This is God's place.
Mm.
Ain't no playhouse.
Right.
Amen, amen, amen. Preach your heart. Oh, I'm not a heart. I'm just praying you get a foundation in your life.
It's good, preacher.
Get a foundation in your children about the things of God.
Amen.
Have the fear of God. I was a lost man. There's wicked things and ungodly things. Amen. My brother's a drinking man and all that. But I never would go around a church and do things that I know was wrong. I reverence that church. I reverence God. Had enough fear of God in me and not to mess around the things of God. My like I shouldn't want to mess around.
Right,
sir. And it resulted in me getting saved. Amen. That's what it resulted in.
That's right.
Right. And then me preaching the gospel one day. Jesus Christ. I said, amen. Well, amen. The judgment preaching caused me to fear God.
Sure.
Give an account to God for that. As a child of God, amen, brother friend. Thank God as a child of God. Amen, brother friend. Holy preaching. I mentioned a while ago. Purity. Being purity, being holy. Reverend Son of God, being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Preaching is what he helped me. Father, take this message this evening. Use it for your glory. Help these young families, these young couples.